the applause. Love that. Yeah, I mean, we need a laugh track in there too.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy you mentioned that out the gate, because and a couple audience applause is during the middle.
Yeah.
Niggas have a bar, you got to give up that. You got to give it up.
We got to get our the show production up. We got to add some more elements. You know what I mean? It's the niggas you love to hate. You know what I mean? Episode 21, motherfuckers.
The toe one.
You know what it is. Eastside Long Beach. You know what I mean? 2-1.
Yes, sir. All in the building. You know what I mean? Breezy.
Well, blast, motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Right. So we back, man. Episode 21. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Last week, we slapped y'all in the face with, one of the most impactful journalists and executives out here in the last 10, 15 years, putting it down on the West Coast.
Mr. Ryan Ford.
Ryan Ford. You know what I mean? So
Cashmere.
Appreciate my G for coming through and, you know what I mean, blessing us with that. You know what I mean? And I'm sure, again, you'll be seeing some more of Ryan in the coming future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, that on the Niggas You Love to Hate
all
podcast
day,
show.
All day. TNYLTH hashtag motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So
it's hot out here, bro. LA is on fire right now, man. In more ways than one. I'm not just talking about the weather, bro. But,
no. It's
lit.
It's lit, but you know.
It's tricky.
It's lit and tricky, my nigga. You know, it's so you know shit dropping still. Niggas, like I said, keep their ear to the street. What's going on out here? I know I've been slapping you on the face with politics and shit like that. So we're gonna try to keep it heavy music today, and you know what I mean.
Get back to the fundamentals.
You know what I mean. Let y'all know the ear still to the street. We grinding out here. So again, over the last 6 to 8 weeks, we done had a lot of shit drop, my nigga.
A
lot of shit drop from RJ. I think RJ started it off. You know what I mean, with the Omeo 3 project.
Sir.
You know what I mean. He's still going. So he still got shows. The Griffith Observatory. All over the place, OC, you know what I mean? I think he even had a little Vegas show or something.
I think he had the Novo downtown in LA.
Novo, too. Yeah, exactly. So RJ's still moving, you know what I mean? Get a bar of him, you know what I mean?
And on a bar, like through the streets, I low key heard, RJ might be signing with YG on the low.
What?
I'm not even sure they even put that on.
Why not?
That's what y'all come here for. That y'all get that exclusive.
You don't know about that. You know what I mean? You ain't get that bar in the streets yet.
I think they're trying to work it out right now.
We'll see how that go.
I think I heard of something called 400 Summers or something. They was trying to make it work.
400 Summers, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, how many projects G got to put out, and how many videos before you get a little bag? Get a bag. Get him a production bag. You know what I mean?
You gonna see me out here? That's how I would feel.
I put in a lot of work. You know what I mean?
Like, holla at me.
So, niggas even gave me the Mr. LA tag and all kind of shit,
Right.
So, if I can't get a deal, then who can get a fucking deal out of here?
What the fuck is going on?
Man, I got radio spins. I got everything. I don't understand how you could put a package together like how you even put a package together and not really represent it on the major.
That should have been done.
That should have been done. That's real slow motion on that, man.
Shout out to Millers and Athens
all day. You know what I mean? So again, so if y'all think maybe we haven't premiered or featured or we don't fuck with or something like that, man, I love YG. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big Mike Wayne over there. You know what I mean? I see him trying to move and get his bars up. You know what I mean? I fuck with the whole little Omeo camp. What's my other nigga? Splack, the artist, that whole little crew, you know what I mean? Shout out to all those niggas, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing with me, you know what I mean? I see y'all niggas out here grinding.
Keep working, keep doing it.
You know, YG still moving in the street since we brought up that 400 Summers, you know what I mean? YG still moving in the street.
A couple of things with YG, he just shot the video with Drake.
Drake.
Why You Always Hate, shot that last weekend.
You know what I mean?
The hood, and then, he dropped the remix. Did you hear the remix?
I didn't hear the remix.
Donald Trump.
No, I didn't get that bar.
We were going up on it last night. He dropped the remix yesterday with Macklemore and G-Eazy. He went and grabbed the white boys on the fuck
from
Donald
the tour.
Trump.
He basically did that on the tour. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
Because they on that tour. Was that me and you chopping it up about the flyer?
Oh, yeah. Lightweight, we was. Mm. But I had that conversation with a few people how it was tricky, you feel me, with G-Eazy. And Logic
being at the front of the shit like
right,
that,
yeah, right? And then YG and Yo Gotti, like, we got y'all back, and they looking over their shoulder, like, yeah,
I'm not rolling with none of that shit, nigga. I'm not
either, because keep it real, like, even, you know, and that, again, that goes back to, you know, a bigger conversation, but somebody like Logic, bro, like, I'm like, you don't even have videos. You don't even
What do you have, nigga, that I would be attracted to come and fucking see or fuck with? You know what I'm saying? Just because you got a Sway freestyle, my nigga, that does not put you on. You know what I mean? I got into it on some shit with, I think it's Snow the Product, you know what I mean? Maybe about a week ago, you know what I mean? Yeah, so same thing. I was just like, man, it's a lot of hot niggas out here that you could be giving that airspace to, you know what I mean? When you're wasting that space on a motherfucker, I'm not really seeing. They've been trying to work that shit for like 3-4 years now, you know what I'm saying?
But I got a bar for you on that one, bro. You know who's her, you know, signed her. Why she been on the same label for all that amount of time, bro?
Who?
Riggs Morales from The Source, from Shady. You know, he's also A&R.
The money circle at the end of the day.
Yeah. So, you know, we gonna keep it locked in because we don't want to make it, you know, whatever. Bigger conversation.
Yeah, way bigger conversation. But that's why I gave him big bars. You know what I mean?
You know, one of the things is whatever he did early on. You know, he's, you know, he got them people behind him and they support him and he sells records. He's like the biggest selling rapper right now on Def Jam. I'm gonna give you a bar, Blast. Logic could do 170 first week.
When he first dropped like 6 months ago, you had hit me with them numbers real quick. Like nigga, he did this, like, you know what I mean, out the gate. But that's what I'm trying to say. But he could walk around the streets of LA and nobody know who the fuck he is. You know what I'm saying? A mystery out here in the world. And that's why, number one, this show is so prevalent and so necessary. And what we do is so necessary because the game is so fucked up that the little punk white boy and the little punk little fans put their little money behind the little vehicle that has no impact for the culture. Right. It has no impact for the streets. It does nothing. Doesn't move anything on the needle for us. We can't party to it. It doesn't even speak to the issues and shit that's relevant to us.
You're not gonna hear it in the streets. You're not. No cars are pulling up and playing it. It's like headphone personal music for, you know, I guess whoever that person, that consumer is that enjoys that.
I ran an old Cube record yesterday called Tomorrow. And the record talks about industry shit a lot, you know what I mean? About white people running the industry. But like on his third verse, Cube spit like, you know, like a Viacom execs asking him about how many spins he got. Because according to them, if you got 1,000 or more, then that's a hot artist to them. You know what I mean?
Right,
and that's
right.
What I'm trying to say, where like a Logic applies to that. You know what I mean? That dynamic where they're just looking at some little skewed numbers and shit like that, where it's not about that. It's maybe 5 months ago, G, where I told you I felt like it should have been a contraction of rap. And why I felt like it was a contraction is because I felt like you have to fuck off the artistry of it, and what I mean is almost sell it out to make it expand in order to have some authentic street, you know, really some shit that's relevant to niggas, actually
to bring it back to the essence of it and make people gravitate back to wanting that meat and potatoes and not just that, you know, add water.
It's like
stir.
Just because, you know, you put a TV show on television doesn't make it a good show, my nigga.
At all.
You know what I mean? And that's the same thing. But people follow it because it comes out on ABC.
The right time slot.
You know what I mean? And that's ridiculous, my nigga. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with really the substance of it. You know what I mean?
Blash, you know, we talk about this a lot. And, you know, that goes into what I feel like when you talk about programming.
Truth.
And if you sit down at a table and you look at numbers and you strategically try to place a product, whether you're talking about music or whatever it may be, in at a certain time slot, a certain network, a certain label, and press the button, it could go. Everything else that may be organic, you know.
Right, but that's where the real is, though, you know what I mean?
The real is.
It's like, you know, and I'm just, you know, I got to stay focused on that element of life. I can't get caught up in other people's programming for their benefit.
Oh, not at all.
You know what I mean?
I program.
Right. Exactly.
You feel me? And if you turn into my programming, you're going to get what you want. You're going to get what you need.
You're going to get the real, you know what I mean? The real truth. So speaking of numbers, you know what I mean? You hit me earlier. You was like, you checked them Groovy Tony numbers?
Yeah, I didn't like that because I feel like, and everybody that I've been talking to is like, Whoo, cute album, hands down.
It's fire. See, it's the so same thing. It's Logic fire. Can sell 150,000 out the gate or whatever, 170,000 out the gate, and Schoolboy Q can barely do, what, 35, 40,000 real sales and then got to get the added streams to get to the number of 73?
Right.
Stop it, my nigga.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. That's a destruction of black art and black, you know what I mean, rap, black artistry in that sense, though.
Black music.
You know what I mean? Black music. It's a destruction of it. And you guys don't see it. That's where, you know, the YG being on the tour with G-Eazy and those, I understand what this is what I'm talking about. Like, for YG to go and expand his art and try to get more fans, he has to go and tailgate with a white artist in order to go and engage the white fans, because the white fans don't come and support black artistry anymore. They're structuring it. You guys
they not coming because now they got their own players involved.
Right. You know what I mean?
They got their own face of it where they feel a little bit more comfortable.
And when you go and support that, you know what I mean? That gives that, you know what I mean, credit ability to keep going in the game instead of taking our culture back and saying, hey, if we have to do it on a smaller scale and scale it down some, you know what I mean? And we have to scale it down some so it is our shit, you know what I mean? Versus having to sell our shit out to them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, this is a battle of life, my nigga, and culture. And y'all don't see it that way, you know? I definitely understand starving artists and you're trying to live off your artistry and get money. So I definitely understand the battle. It's a difference from the position I take from the position of being the artist. And so I understand that. So I respect what artists have to do to try to keep going, but at the same time,
you gotta look at the bigger picture.
The bigger picture.
And the agenda that's going
on, G. Because it affects us all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Again, it's all gonna end up coming down to that dollar. Whether we're talking about a black dollar, which is important right now, and again,
huge, all the banks and everything that niggas is filling up the banks.
Shout
in Carolina.
Killer Mike.
Man, Killer Mike spawned that. That's what we spoke on a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
Again, where if you go
$800,000,
it's $1.1 million now.
Okay,
it's 1.1 million accounts now. Where again, like, that's a lot of accounts. But then they had T.I. and another cat on the gram this morning up in the bank saying that they was opening accounts and everything. So that's an economic movement, you know what I mean? At least in one small little portion or morsel, you know what I mean, that we're making towards an effort to try to have our own situation so that we could have a community. And if we could do that in every city where you could pull black dollars so that there's a black banking institution and then a place that
black
you can
stores,
get black stores,
grocery stores,
can get black loans for black businesses,
and
then that creates your own community. And there, you're not having to ask for handouts from other communities or go shake hands with the mayor because you've actually put your finances in work
that
to make
it. Shake hands with you.
They got to come shake hands with you.
Yeah.
Period.
So it's time to change.
It's trying to change
flip the paradigm.
Man, that's a great way to say that shit.
Yeah,
so you know.
Yeah.
So again, that's the education for the day for the youngsters right there. But again, speaking on Schoolboy Q,
you just dropped a John Muir video last night.
Ooh, you told me you ran that. I was like, man, I missed that.
Yeah. Like running him driving through the city, dead in life, all the way to getting, you know, driving. He drove by the county jail, bro. I said, look at this. He hitting quarters. All he pulling up on the homies. Shooting dice, and by the end of the video, he pull up and get pulled over by the cops, and of course the cops back.
He made a relevant video. That's dope.
LA nigga.
I gotta go push play on that. Y'all go push play too. You know what I mean?
All day.
That's hot shit right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go support that, man. Don't let that record die right now. You know, because it's gonna be plenty of life. And I know, you know, Punch and Doodog over there, they gonna make sure they push and try to get the life out of this record. You know what I'm saying?
He got a 66-day tour about to kick off, so he gonna
get it. It's gonna turn up. Yeah, it's gonna turn up.
I know. I like to see him out the gate though.
That's what I'm saying. Give the respect. You know what I mean?
Get a respect.
And that touches on another perspective where I told you I was listening to Hollywood Shuffle, you know, Who Kid, and he did Pretty Tony, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago or last weekend, and they ran the whole album. But Schoolboy Q has said something on there, whatever, like, Who Kid asked him a question like, you really bring that West Coast shit for me or something he said it, or a fan had said a question or something like that, but that's how they presented it. And Schoolboy Q was like, no, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't bring you that. And then I was like mystified when he said this, like on a certain level, because I'm like, what do you mean, my nigga? Like, you just did the video and the Hoovers.
I was just telling our engineer that he's going to give you a Crip bar all day.
100%.
And Hoover is...
Where they Hoover at?
Where they groove at other than off-feed?
Where they Uber at? Other than LA, though, LA, my nigga.
Right.
And
Vermont. Vermont side. Let's keep it real, because he from the Fig side, but Vermont side really.
That's a rough side of Hoover.
That grooving. What?
Smash down Hoover. What are you talking about, nigga?
Bro.
What?
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, man, again, I'm just saying the perception. Like, I don't care if we take it back to whether it was AC Alone in 1994 or if it's, you know what I mean, Corrupt in 1999, if it's, you know what I mean, Nipsey Hussle 2009. It doesn't matter which artist it is. When they see you hit the screen and you got a certain perspective with it, and it's,
you are West Coast.
You're a West Coast dude, regardless of whether you feel like, oh, well, my artistry can go over here or go over here. Like,
I mean, it can.
It can. But you're still going to be a representative
of where you're from.
Where you're from.
Right. You can say whatever. They took Compton, and they continue to take Compton all over the world. So to say, and of course, that's a city on the West Coast of the map.
But why are you running? Like, why do you, like, like Migos and them don't have to say they South, because it's as soon as you hear
the, you already know.
You already know. Future them don't have to say it because their music says, and it's the same thing for you. Once the niggas looks at you, he knows where you from.
Right.
Instantly. You know what I mean?
Especially if you're watching those new visuals. I mean, it's telling you the story right there, what it is.
Gang culture, this is the gang capital of America. So at the end of the day,
this is where it originated. This is where it was birthed, started, developed, the concept.
It's still copied here. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's still copied. So it's a new generation, and you guys are showing, like, yeah, the Cuban and that generation of people were the fathers of it. So now we're the children of that, and we're showing you our generation's version of it. And so I don't understand how you could get away from it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you got to go on the television and throw up the dub
and do
all that kind of shit with it. I'm not asking any artist to ever do that anymore. That's been done. So, but at the same time, don't shy away from deny, you know what I mean? Being from the coast.
Especially if you're on that side doing an interview, because I know if you come on the show and I say, where you from, I want to hear that. Like, I'm from Wilmington. You feel me?
I want to hear what set you from.
Give me the whole kit.
That's the official. That's L.A. shit, homie.
Don't run from that.
If you're from there, you're from there, my nigga. That's what, you know what I mean? You can't, you know what I mean, do nothing about that. Be proud of where you're from, but at the same time, that's what I'm saying with the coast. Like, be proud for being from the coast. Just because they slander us from a media and a corporate side, that don't mean our shit ain't the shit, though.
I mean, our shit is the shit right now.
Period.
I mean, you go online, there's nothing else coming out. Everything music-wise is coming from the coast right now.
Well, again, controversially, on the flip side, though, you got, again, that's what I'm talking about, media and the corporate side. Double XL.
Trying to make it seem like it's all, oh, bro, we had conversations last.
Come on, man.
Conversations I've been having over the last week, and we talk about these cats, and it's like, you know, you get 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty.
Kodak Black.
First of all them niggas signed to the same label.
Same label.
And y'all thought they was independent and really grinding.
They all signed, nigga. Independent.
They really whooping you because you thinking like, man, how this nigga bubbling? He bubbling because he got the budget.
He got the budget, nigga.
He got the PR.
You making
already.
It seem like these niggas is just doing it and they just hottest niggas, you know what I mean, organically, and everybody is like super attracted to them. No, nigga, the machine is steering it that way. You know what I mean?
The machine is saying, well, we'll stay quiet and be in the background and let it look like you're really getting it off. They pulling the whoop on y'all.
Pulling the super whoop, you know what I mean? And we about always exposing the whoop. West Coast or East Coast, we're our artists. I don't give a fuck, right. You know what I mean? Or down south. I'm exposed in the fact of, nigga, don't try to act like it's this way when, nigga, I know it's motherfuckers funding that campaign. Y'all niggas trying to derate me, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not taking that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga, come, nigga, if you got that money, you got that, what was you saying, currency was like that?
Oh, yeah, they got a long history of doing that over there, you know what I mean? It was with Wiz, it started off with Wiz. Cause Wiz was bubbling and niggas was like, oh, man, Wiz the hottest independent nigga. We about to sign him. Rick Ross went on MTV, bro. I never forget he was on MTV. And it's like, I'm starting Maybach Music. And Sway said, who would you want to sign? And he said, Wiz Khalifa.
And he already signed to Atlanta.
Wiz had to come out the next day and say, sorry, I'm already.
signed to Atlantic.
And that, but that forced him to say that because I got thinking.
And the label too. Now we gotta reveal, like, okay,
what's really going on.
And then that puts you on a conveyor belt instantly, yeah, right there. Now they gotta push play on you and make it go. Exactly. You know what I mean? And so where these other niggas, what they doing is they allowing you to go and see, you know, push your angles and see if you can get that kind of buzz that they'll put you on the conveyor belt and put that, you know what I mean, the full push behind you. But if you don't, if you fall off the wayside within the little small buzz you got,
no harm, no foul, no back up out of it.
And you niggas don't see the manipulation of that shit. That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's the key word, Blast. They manipulating you in the thoughts of how you are going to consume or become a customer of
the music. They're fucking with you. Like, if you don't know the code to television, how you break down the word television, it's tell lies to your vision. That's what television is. It tells lies to your vision. It's fooling you. It's creating a mirage. It's creating an image,
a false reality.
Yes, you know what I mean? And so when you understand that the corporations, that they've fed into that now they have to create a false reality for you, for all the artists that they engage. And so they're funding the artists to go out and then act like they're independent, when actuality, you know what I mean? They might not have had like, if they had to scuffle and scrape and get their shit off like a lot of these independent West Coast niggas, man, are you fucking kidding me?
They'd never be heard of.
You know, it costs more to live out here than it does there. It's a harder grind.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
to live it.
Man, just
yin and yang. It's total opposite.
So when a nigga can get it off here, the budget it requires for him to get it off here is a totally different budget than it costs to get it off. In other places. So the niggas don't understand that hustle with a grind, where it's like, man, when you see a nigga get it off in the big market and he is actually independent, that
speaks volumes.
Volumes. You know what I mean? He scored and he worked his ass off from nothing to something. That's where it comes from, because you're in the environment where all the money is there, but you're locked out of it. And so you had to create your way to make it where they had to give it to you. You know what I mean?
And it had to be real, because there's no way you can fake that being in the city.
No way.
You know what I mean?
Motherfuckers gonna smell you instantly, my nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? It goes away. So we're in other places where you can hide, or they, you know what I mean, be in the distance or in the cut, and then keep this little facade going off on social media and things to make it seem like the bubble. And from a music standpoint, though, I be with my youngs, and they play me, you know, Lil Uzi. They play me Lil Yachty. They play me certain shit. You know what I mean? Where they'd be like, you heard this OG? You know what I mean? Check that out or whatever. And I'd be like, okay. You know what I mean? And them niggas know, like, I don't fuck with them niggas on that rap shit like that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I want to be up on, you know what I mean, what's current and what's out there.
Yeah.
Lil Uzi Vert can rap, my nigga. I'm going to keep it 100. As far as rap skills, honestly, Lil Uzi Vert can rap, my nigga. I done heard that nigga give out some bars.
Yeah, just, no, Keto. But here's what's crazy. Lil Uzi Vert from Philly. I give you a letter bar. He's from Philly.
Another ASAP Rocky situation.
Bruh, he's from Philly. Giving you this whole other vibe.
I can't even fuck with that. That's where I'm going, man.
I've been having so many conversations the past week, bro. I don't even want to go into Yachty, bro. I ran into this lady, man. I was taking a meeting, and she was like his auntie. And she gave me the bar. I said, wait a minute. Well, and that was the second time I heard the exact same story. So I said, you know what? This is crazy out here. You know, that's what they doing out here. Let's get back to the coast, though. The coast where it's official. It's really going down.
You ran me a bar about 4 or 5 days ago, and you said, hey, you get a bar of Brick, baby?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it was all on my SoundCloud timeline, so, and I was like, I ain't pushed play yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I got to get a bar. But I'm saying, what made me go, look at this shit. So yesterday, I go out and fuck with the Youngs, and I'm smoking with them niggas, and then young Adolf say, hey, OG, you fuck with that Brick, baby? I'm like, hey,
see,
you know what I mean?
Like, Breeze, be, you know what
I'm saying?
Early,
I was like, hey, you know what I mean? And that's what I told him right there. I was like, Breeze was on me about that Brick, baby, a couple days ago. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it made me push play on it. You know what I mean? The Trap Out the Uber with Chris Brown. You know what I mean? You Don't Gotta Lie to Kick It with Ty Dolla, DJ Mustard produced. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I fuck with those. Those was more kind of the West Coast record. I fuck with the Lil Durk record too, Chick to Chick. You know what I mean? I fuck with that. I ain't mad at it.
It's okay. It has a heavy, to me, also heavy South influence.
That's what I was about, that's what I was gonna get to. And that's what most of the young niggas, you know, that what I would call programmed and trained out to this shit, they gonna go that direction. Right. I'm telling you, young niggas, man, develop your own perspective. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We watch. I'm gonna say some shit right now, my nigga, and niggas can be mad at me or whatever. To any nigga that's really from Inglewood, if a nigga was blood money, if a nigga is fuck with the homie, hey, my nigga, scheme don't look good to me, my nigga. I'm just going to keep it 100, my nigga. I'm seeing my nigga out there doing his thing. The homie don't look good, my nigga. Niggas need to holler at the homie. I'm just going to say that
from a big homie shit.
That's big homie shit.
I'm trying to pull a nigga car.
You pull a nigga to the side, my nigga. He need to come home probably, my nigga. Keep it real.
That
South is not looking good on him, my nigga. And I ain't even talking about from no business perspective. I'm talking about personal, my nigga. I'm seeing a nigga like I'm looking at him. We're not talking about just a nigga that could lose a little weight and be thin. He don't look good, my nigga.
Hey, Inglewood, bro.
Inglewood, my nigga.
Bring it back when you had the 360 waves and the polos.
I'm just trying to tell you, my nigga.
And the back of the 600, bro.
I'm not hating on my nigga. I love Scheme, my nigga. Yeah, I love Scheme from afar, my nigga. I don't care what niggas say or whatever, or he don't got to fuck with me,
too.
Not
that's
nigga.
Nigga.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I'm trying to say, for whether it's a Big Y or whoever in the hood, my nigga, go holler at the homie, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Somebody get the nigga on the line and put a play in on, my nigga, you good, my nigga, because if he won't fuck with us or whoever, somebody got to go holler at my nigga. Cause
they ain't going to give him that out there.
I'm just trying to tell you, my nigga.
They going to applaud it.
Go look out for the homie, because the homie don't look good right now, my nigga. That's just the big homie saying it from afar. I see the days when he do or have looked fly or look good and on his right shit. He don't look like that right now, my nigga. You know what I mean? So whatever it is, my niggas holler at the homie out there, you know what I mean, while he had Mean Street Studios out there in Atlanta.
Yeah, with DJ Drama, you know, and pulling up and got all the Atlanta
artists
going through.
I don't
there.
Know.
They doing that thing. But
I ain't mad at him get your is. Money and do that. I'm just trying to say, like, from a health and a life perspective, I'm saying, holler at the homie, man, make sure he good, because he not looking good to me. You know what I mean? That's just, you know, the big homie saying that. You know what I mean?
So, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's a concern.
The only one that said it, like I say, you go through his Instagram, bro, you look at the comments, they like, bro, what's up, bro? Bro, you got a lot of people rooting for you. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas from Inglewood was in there like, bro, what's going on with you?
What's going on,
yeah,
my nigga?
Yeah, like, this is that and the music. Like, where you going?
Where you going right now? Yeah, so, again, I got, like I said, I got love for my nigga. So, and he know I do. So, at the end of the day, regardless of however nigga think or whatever bars I give out to a nigga, you know what I mean? I'm doing it from a space of love. It ain't no hate on mine. So,
ever,
you know
ever,
what I mean? So,
ever at all.
So, let's keep it pushing, though. Again, the Brick Baby, I wasn't mad at it.
And let me give you a couple bars on Brick Baby. Supposedly or word on the streets, actually I first heard about Brick Baby last summer.
Okay.
It was at Casey Veggie's, had a little listening party, this little nigga was rebelling through there, and somebody I was with was like, yeah, I got problems with dude, that's a Brick Baby shit troll. And I said, I started dying just off of his name. That was his name, Brick Baby Shitro.
Wow.
You feel me?
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, he from 6-0. Whoops. So I was like, yeah, I ain't never heard of dude. So whatever, you know, they chopped it up at the little party and cleared the air and made it all good. But then, you know, that was the first introduction that I heard of dude. And they was like, yeah, he kind of right for Kid Ink and a couple other niggas.
That's a bar.
It was a bar.
That's a bar.
It's a bar.
But that's where that Chris Brown,
that's where you get them bars.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you also get that he's from here, but he has spent a lot of
time in the South, right?
And I don't, you know, trapping or whether it's going to school. I don't know, whichever one it is, but, you know, he's doing his thing. I don't know. I also heard a little couple of rumors he might be in a deal, and that's how those things is coming to play. You know what I mean? But, either way, you know, he's out there. The tape is out there because that's. Second tape he just put out. That's part two. It's Brick Baby. I can't remember the name of the tape, but yeah, that's the second tape. And then you know, he's out there pushing Brick House Records.
Brick House, yeah, love that. Commodores on the nigga,
ow. Hey, that's a good loop too. Yeah, you hear me, bro? You might need,
ooh, might need
that,
to fuck with that. That's gangster shit.
So, the tape is out there, bro. It's, you know, it's moving.
I ain't mad at it though.
He had some looks. He had a Noisy Vice was on it. I think Fader was on it, speaking up on it. You know what I mean?
And, like I said, it's the new wave of it. But like I said, I like a nigga to bring it back home a little more. You know what I mean? Just sonically on certain little perspectives.
Yeah,
but
to me, I always said the style, you can emulate and bring the style in certain flows and that type of thing. But the music base, should, you know,
still represent,
still where represent the lifestyle or where you're from.
That's all. But again, I thought it was good new bars, though. Good little new perspectives. Yeah, something fresh for the game. So, Brick, you know what I mean? Check that Brick Baby out. I don't even remember the name of the tape, honestly. I forgot that. We can look it up and whatever, but check that Brick Baby. You know, the homie Panda Badass drop a new one, Been Badass. You know what I mean?
Sir, new tape for the youngs. Young nigga movement.
And my nigga, that for a fee with Ron, or bring something on my fee. What, my nigga?
It's active.
Oh, my nigga. I think it's Rummy My Fee. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, man. That shit with Ron did the production. Ron, also, I think, has co-produced the Draco record with Sean Beats. Super Kill record. Right, you know what I mean? Three nines. On my bling bling. You know what I mean? This is from the Sting team. You know what I mean? Ooh, that.
Hey, Sean Beats is making a name.
On me, on Gangland. Rick. You know what I mean? He got some things out there right now, nigga. You know what I mean? Shout out to my young nigga. You know what I mean? Did him a little new updated artwork for the niggas you love to hate also. You know what I mean?
Threw that up. Yeah, shout out. Appreciate you on that.
Shout out my nigga Sean Beats. Him and Tech, man, them niggas have me laughing and crying because I didn't bag it. Right,
sometimes I get on, I be like, "Bro, is he?" And I forget they be playing like
they be,
that.
Right, you know they be bagging though. But they hit one the other day that I can't stop thinking about or nothing, my nigga. I just keep laughing. That nigga Sean was like, "Yeah, nigga, but nothing is funnier than the time that nigga Tech tried to flock a house, nigga, and the people was at home.
I seen that one.
Gee, I hit the floor, my nigga. Like
he said, he walked in, niggas was having dinner. I said, oh, wow. How did that happen? You didn't see the lights on? They must have been having a candlelit dinner or something.
Trim, you know what I mean?
The lights should have been on if the whole family. Anyway, it seemed like it was moms, pops, and like three kids at the table.
That needed to be recorded right there, my nigga. That is, you know what I mean?
Come up here and tell that story, bro.
I told him. I got to have every fucking detail of that shit, my nigga. Everyone. That shit had a...
Blocking goes wrong. That's one of those bars. You know what I mean?
That is real it. Yeah. Same thing. We're gonna get the niggas, being niggas goes wrong segment for real. You know what I mean? When niggas shit goes wrong. Yeah. I'm gonna drop in a stripper segment too, man, because strippers been going up so hard lately. It's a bitch named Panda, like how we talk about Panda Badass. And again, go fuck with that Been Badass project right and now. I'm telling you, there's 20 bangers on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So get a bar to young nigga. P1! You know what I mean? Get a bar to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga got all them little ad-libs and shit he be doing where that nigga's crazy, you know what I mean, on Panda. But it's a stripper bitch named Panda. You know what I mean?
Got the panda on her booty.
Did I send you that?
No, I've been on it blast for a minute, bro. She make the panda.
She make the panda clap. She make the panda clap. She make the panda clap.
Whatever that is with all that meat.
Hey, man, look. Hey,
I don't know if it's a tattoo if she just paint the panda on.
They paint the panda on, homie. They paint the panda on. It's some of the most amazing shit, you know what I mean?
I was amazed. I sat there and watched it for at least an hour.
That's the real fucking show right there.
I kept running that 15 seconds back.
Look, she hit Aces of New York with this other little... Her name is Linda. I can't think of her name right now, but her name is Linda. She Aces New York. She like my Malia Michelle of New York. You know what I mean? Okay. She a little taller though. Oh man, like it breaks a nigga down to his knees. She's fine. Like the body and the face is equivalent fine. Ooh. It's that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you had to send me that one.
Oh man, it's amazing.
I seen you. I said, look at Blast, bro, tweeting. Malia Michelle. I said, this nigga Blast going for it, bro. Shoot your shot, my nigga.
Hey, no, now see,
you out there about the free throw.
Look, man.
This song, I said, oh, okay.
That's crossover for the jumper, you know what I mean?
Off the dribble.
You know what I mean? But look, I done had conversations with her kind of over the last couple years, honestly, keep it real. Again, you know, on my player shit, again, before Jill Scott just got married, so she haven't been tweeting me back. But for a good minute, you know, I used to get good morning wills from Jill. Y'all niggas don't.
Stop playing.
On my mama. What? I put that on my mama.
We would have been in a Twitter beef.
I didn't have enough money to go get her, nigga.
Worry
you know what I'm saying?
Money, bro. You should have put that. You should.
I'm a real player, my nigga. I gotta have equipment. I can't come to the situation as a dependent. I gotta have mine. You know what I mean? Like, I understand she got all the bread, but I just couldn't do it, my nigga.
I don't know who she married to now because that was a surprise thing.
It hurt my heart. It hurt my heart, my nigga.
The cats leading up to. I heard that's what they was. It was like, come on, I got it.
But that's why it went bad, my nigga. That's why they go. That's why they go bad. She's a certain type of chicken. So you got to be able to do it a certain kind of way. And she'll stay in that room and be purring. You know what I mean? The booty'll just be up in the air when you walk in. If you do it a certain kind of way.
Do it a certain kind of way.
You know what I mean? So
keep lighting that thing up. It's gonna go.
I'm just trying to say. But if you're able to play your position a certain kind of way, where you can boss up right for her at times, it make it where it's a balance. You know what I mean? For all that she's done and all the successes. She won't mind sharing.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a certain balance to it. So, but I used to get those. So again, so with Malia Michelle, you gave me the bars about you know, niggas up in there and sitting on the face and the whole situation. So I know both sides of it, but she gave me some real. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna invite her to come on the show and I'm gonna see if she'd take the invitation.
You know, she originally from here.
That's the bars I'm giving you. Okay. Like her
from the valley.
Her nigga is a nigga from Crip. She had a nigga that was a.
Yeah, I did hear about
she that. She had a nigga that was from Crip that she was a really good square girl, but she fucked with a Crip nigga. And she was really about them hood niggas. And when I tell you she really was locked in, she gave me the bars on how that was her whole life for me. That's why she could go on to be one of the biggest strippers in the game later on, is because a nigga like that had gave her so much game, right. You know what I mean, early on. You know what I mean? Right. And the body she had and the look and the whole situation. Right. She knew how to empower herself and go get.
She also, I guess I had heard her telling this story and being from, you know, I definitely fuck with some gang member nigga, but she was from the valley, good girl. Mm-hmm. But the nigga was putting hands and feet on her.
All day.
Which led to
all day.
I'm running and then I shot out of town and the way I was gonna get this money was
I had to go get it. You know what I'm saying?
So she go gets it, bro. That thing is a monster.
When I caught her maybe about four or five years ago, G, and how she caught me was she had put on the same outfit as Miss Parker.
Oh,
from Friday. She put the same outfit on, was standing on the lawn, my nigga. I was gone. I was gone, my nigga.
She put you all in West Coast and history of one of the.
I was done, my nigga. It was a wrap.
Scenes in West Coast film history that nigga said, boy, Miss Parker.
It was a wrap for me. I've been on the bumper ever since. And so, but now, I giving out bars on her. She didn't win vegan. You know, so she lost a little bit of her weight.
Yeah,
she tried to tighten up.
Still
right.
Because
she work out. She hit them heels, do that training and all situations. Yeah. But she back home. She out and I ain't going to give up too much of her personal, but she out here now back living, you know what I mean? Okay. In a dealing, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
But, you know what I mean? So she back out, cracking. But she was over at my little stuff I eat vegan spot. So I had to give her a bar on the Instagram and everything. Like, man, stay out my spot. So I mean, like, you ain't even been back home long enough to be running up in my spot.
Right.
But nah, but on the real, that's one of the dopest,
they
you know, strippers. Yes, they out here. So we'll give y'all stripper segments because I got about 40 of them. You know what I mean?
And you guys are welcome. Understand, you're all welcome.
Come to the show, man. We can talk about it. All the ins and outs that y'all get ins and out of. You know what I mean?
And give us I want the gossip too. Let me hear about
all of
it. I never forget when Malia had went in on the boy and said, "Nigga, you's a bitch."
Drake?
Yeah, I said, oh my God.
I didn't know it ever went that far.
Oh, she was like, you bitch ass nigga, you get out your feelings.
Ooh.
I don't fuck with bitch niggas. You don't never want that.
Sean Kingston wanted it bad, and she was like, that's like my little
buster.
That's my little brother. We friends, you know. She gave him that, like the pat on the back. Friend zoned the nigga, you know what I mean?
He not gonna push no line. He definitely just gonna get what he can get out of it.
He had a little beef with somebody,
he took his chain. and look, Blast, we talk about this all the time. Hey, man, you niggas out there, bro, listen. For me, when I hit 12 years old, me and mom's relationship changed. I was starting to become a man, and I'm like, okay, mom, me being around you or talking to you in a certain kind of way is not really how I feel, so I'm going to do me. You feel me?
Right.
That nigga mama was on Instagram trying to get his chain back. You niggas gotta stop calling your mama, bro. It's over.
The mama managers, those guys, I'm trying to tell you, separate church and state.
Get out of mom's house, bro. What are you doing? You still on the couch or you got some money? Listen, I love my mama.
More than anything on the planet, G.
When I get money like that, and you're not going to live with me. Because this is shit that's going to be going on in here, ma. You can't be a part
of.
I
can't live with her broke, my nigga.
Either or. Well, I'm saying there's both sides. There's certain niggas that I'm telling get off the couch, but then you got a Sean Kingston situation where his mom, he's like, moms is with him in the
all the time. He never separated from moms. You know what I'm saying?
Out there like,
get off the titty, my nigga.
Asking Game and his crew, give us the chain back, man.
Then some other niggas had Sunday, like it was a nigga he was having beef with, a nigga he put on or a nigga that did some songs with him or whatever. That was like, you know, they was like the nigga was broke or whatever and everything, but then he flashed. So the niggas was like, nigga, I still got paper, nigga. Don't be front of my paper. Right.
But then when he did that, it was like the next couple days after that situation where niggas robbed him.
Is that when it happened?
Yeah. So sometimes you want to be quiet, man, if you ain't built.
Man, these streets, man. These streets is a motherfucker, man.
That was
man.
Coming out of one of these clubs out here. I think it was coming out of Lure or something out here in Hollywood. You feel me? So
niggas would catch you slipping, my nigga. Niggas would catch you slipping.
Stay in your place.
Stay in your place. You know what I mean?
Talking about stay in your place, we're going into that because he was trying to get, you know, his mama was reaching out to Game, making it seem like it was some of his goons that took it.
Some more blood money, Black Wall Street niggas that got, you know, they infamous for change. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, all the way back in the day to my nigga PA. You know what I mean?
All day. But, you know, let's go going into Game. You know, he had last weekend, you know, they had the peace summit scenario.
Oh, with Tony Muhammad. There's those situations.
Over there.
Yeah.
And then fast forward, you know, I don't know if you've seen that, his little issue with Walker. Him and Walker had a little back and forth yesterday.
Yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. So Walker.
So you back to beefing again?
Bro, you didn't see my tweet where I was like, man, niggas can't even go a week without trying to tell the next nigga you're going to put hands on him. You feel me? Like, it's frost shit.
I thought
like,
it was just peace. I thought it was peace treaty.
That's what I thought it was peace treaty. So basically what happened was.
The hunt. What happened to the hunt?
Listen, bro, this is why it's confusing to me. So Walker had this little thing. He was just videoing and saying basically, you know, hey, man, y'all looking for me to, you know, say something or
be about the Black Lives Matter. Right.
Like, I do it and I'm working on change with me and my squad. Like,
that's
my
how you're supposed to do it.
Right.
That's how you're supposed to
right
do
here.
It.
He said, I'm not one of these rappers that go out and you talking about killing niggas, you talking about gangbanging, and then you do this peace treaty, and then
he's know, basically Waka Faka said the same shit I said. That's
right,
what you tell
right
me.
Right, right, but without a name. Then he said, but niggas do anything. These is the same niggas that model on the gram, put their dick print out.
Right.
So instantly, he didn't say no names, but of course
we all know who's the dick print nigga is.
Right. And then so Game here about it, he go on his gram. And he get on some. I was like, "What's going on, niggas?" He on some Jamaican shit like "Rude by you don't want it, die, 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 and I'll forever. You don't want it with me. Trust rude by. Go with your brethren." And niggas was tripping, right? Like, and he was really basically telling him, nigga, like it go down. And he brought his girl into us. So I said, "See,
damn, because of that, they was having all the trip and their breakup, but right, then they supposed then to get reconciled right, and everything."
But then I also start reading through because I know how niggas do. So I know Tammy is one of them ones, and certain niggas. They always got their eye on your girl. So when it go bad, niggas sliding them DMs. You feel me? So I kind of felt like it may have started with that because I was like, why her name got to pop up? Which lets you know. And then Walker had another thing like, niggas mad at me, man. I love my woman. I went for my woman. That's what Gay came back and said. Yeah, man, you got a good girl, bro.
Oh.
Niggas dig.
Oh.
I mean, that's the number one art of war, man.
You know? Oh. Yeah, that's danger zone.
It is danger
that's danger zone.
You gotta know how you doing, who you doing it with. So Game went back and said this little thing, then Walker came back and gave another bar. Hey, bro. Hey, Game. Because niggas wasn't saying names. He didn't say Walker, you know what I mean? He just said the nigga with the big lips and the fake dreads. He's on his fake patois. So Walker came back and was like, hey, Gang, keep it real, bro. I thought we was on a peace movement. I thought it was Black Lives Matter, bro. We know the same people, bro. If you felt I was talking about you, he said I was just making a general statement. But if you felt I was talking about you, you could have
hollered at me. Exactly. That's what I always say. I said niggas' names.
Bro, because, right, holler at me first, man. Don't get out here with this internet. And then that's what he was talking about. He's like, niggas do all of this for social hype. To play with the numbers and start.
It was like I said it with the fuck Donald Trump initially. You know what I mean? Right, that's clickbait. Right. That's clickbait. Marketing, my nigga. Like, I'm like, man, that's whack on a certain level, my nigga. That's
I like white people, but I don't like you.
I love white people, but I don't like
right,
you.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's why I said that first line. I couldn't even listen to this song no more. I was going
comedy off of that last night. Shout out Pun over there.
That's
the
League of Stars you told me about. That was mad. I was like, oh, my nigga over there.
Jokes going up last night, bro.
Man, yeah, those yeah. niggas, I told those niggas like a week or two ago, I was like, nigga, I fuck with y'all niggas on the beach, man. Like, y'all niggas.
Oh, yeah, they about to come up.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, I fuck with them niggas on the beach.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to the League of Stars, man. They always got what I said. Sorry, Jay Nari. You know what I mean? Like, they really always pushing that shit in a real way.
Yeah. And then speaking of them on beach, you know, they did the Have Fun.
For Draco, you know what I mean? Draco, definitely. He dropped a video yesterday. Yep.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
On that Mr. Mosley, too.
Yep. That should be coming soon. Coming soon. You know what I mean? Hopefully they can get the business right for that. Make it go right.
What's the date today, Blash? You know what's crazy?
Today is the 21st.
And this is episode 21.
Hey.
See how that comes
that's
together?
Gangsta that's gangsta shit right gangsta there. Shit, like I said, it's 2-1 in the building. You know what I mean? Timing is real.
Like
you know what I mean?
From the LBC.
LBC. I told you, East Side, Long Beach. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jabba Loke still. Jabba Loke should be coming soon, also, still. We're going to still push that in play. You know what I mean? I think he was out on the road or doing some shows or something like that.
I did see. So much shit going on,
my niggas.
It's a lot going on, man. The West Coast is hot niggas out here trying to get money.
Marathon Monday. Your nigga dropped some new shit. You know what I'm saying?
Record with Dave East. Dave East. Bino on the hook.
Bino on the hook. My young niggas love the hook. My young niggas love the hook.
Love the hook.
They love the hook.
Overall, I felt it was like the weakest Marathon Monday record.
That's kind of what they said too. But they love the hook. But they was like the hook is hot. You know what I mean? It was like, but the record was just kind of average. But for me, this was my thing. He's had so much heat that he's dropped on Marathon Monday. He's even had about five with the Mozzies, the Mitchie Slick,
the
Deep Rico. You know what I mean? Question number one. He didn't have some really hot records. I couldn't expect you to give me 20 fucking hot singles.
But I mean, if you have them in advance, like you could have gave me that one first.
You could have
warmed me up. Cool.
You know what I mean?
Everything.
Because it's definitely.
Don't hit me with all the fire and then come with like a.
Like I said, it could have been
almost burning out.
That's what I mean by it. But that's why it's tough because it's like how can you sustain that level of excellence on these beats? Is not every one is a mess. You know what I mean? Like that's hard to do, my nigga. You know what I mean? And
if you building up to that album, man, you want to make sure that fire stays up.
Stays up.
So people can anticipate it. When you start getting those lulls and those drops and those boom, I hit a speed bump.
What I mean. It's going to happen. It's going to be hit or miss when you went, you know, 12, 13 weeks straight trying to drop, you know what I mean, hot joints. You know what I mean? That's hard to do. But he's accomplished it really well. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if this was a project right now, it'd be a hot-ass project. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas need to go ahead and just package that up and put it out there.
Be a hot-ass fucking product. Shout out to Mikey Key. Shout out to my nigga Reese Cup. I ain't been over there. I know. I apologize, my niggas. I know. I'm supposed to be through there. Life just got a nigga hustling, trying to get his bread. You know what I mean? It's a struggle out here for a nigga, but I promise I'm gonna be through there. You know what I mean? Because
was that Mikey Keys on that production?
I don't know if that was Mikey Keys. I don't know. I didn't run it. But I think either way they still running it out. You know what I mean? I think they were still behind. You know, pushing these records out each week and to the DJ pool and sending out DJ packs and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? So like I said, Nip is definitely grinding and is moving. They my young niggas was telling me. The hook is the same hook for Nip's commercial, for the clothing commercial.
Oh, okay, you right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now I think about it.
You know what I mean?
Right,
see, I didn't get that bar either, but that's what them niggas had told me. They was like, nah, nigga, that's the commercial hook or whatever. They was like, that's why we liked that first. And then now he done dropped it. We was like, okay, we put it together. That was like that hook, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it might have been solid. I think Davies, I like Davies, but I just didn't feel like it was a solid effort for
him. It was okay. I wasn't mad. I haven't gone in on Davies heavy like that. I've written probably one or two records, and there are a couple records I have run on Davies didn't move me like that. Yeah. So getting him in this context it helped it a little bit for me, helped me digest it a little bit. And so it was just okay. Like I said, it wasn't the top of the line of what Marathon Mondays has been, but I wasn't mad at it either. You know what I mean? So again, check for that Marathon Mondays with Dave East, you know what I mean? Nipsey Hussle, you know what I mean? Going big right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, so.
What else is out there on the agenda, man? It's, you know.
It's been a few other little things under bubbling.
Mozzie
with Hit a J3.
Hit a J3 just shot the video for Head on Swivel.
Jay Worthy and Earl Swavey shot some shit yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was for Jay Worthy.
That was for Jay Worthy project. You know what I mean? So I was seeing that. G Perico did some a new record with someone also.
He got a new record with Mozzie.
With Mozzie.
Well, then, you know, we talked
about. And he got a Draco record, too. It's a Draco record, also. So
they working.
They all that's working and percolating, you know what I mean, right now. And that's it. I'm glad to see that, you know what I mean? Where that's
Mitchie dropped a
Mitchie dropped Lost in the Yay. Easy B, yep.
Another one with Phil and you know.
Again, the Lost in the Yay. The Lost in the Yay, though, is going right now. I seen the Thizzler.
Shit, it come out tomorrow, I believe.
The Lost in the Yay is going right now. Again, shout out to Mitchie Slick. I seen the Thizzler. Thizzler did a whole little profile on it and ran, ran it, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
And so, you know what I mean? That's been running. They've been getting those radio spins down there in San Diego
Imperial.
Imperial. Imperial.
Osho Ocean.
Osho Ocean. Shout out to Osho Ocean. I followed him on both the gram and Twitter, you know what I mean? So shout out to Osho Ocean. That's Young Kind. I fuck with him because he had a record a year ago called TTUIR, The Turn Up Is Real. I fuck with that record.
That record was crazy.
I love that record.
He got another one, though, called Twerk Contest.
Ooh, I think I got to run that. I got to run that.
On SoundCloud, bro.
Okay.
That record, and that record been out for about a year.
Mm.
And still get hella plays,
right?
Hella plays.
He's definitely a slept on for this young
Dago.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And not even just for Dago, for the coast, really, on just the young movement that's going on. He got a perspective in that young movement that's solid. You know what I mean?
And he
want to rock the party, but he going to bring a young hood perspective with it, though. You know what I mean? And so, again, shout out to Oso Ocean, man. You know what I mean? If you feel like, you know what I mean, Blast ain't getting no love, man. My nigga, I'm on your bumper, actually. You know what I mean? So, it's love. Shout out to Young Kind, Wrong Kind. You know what I mean? All my niggas over there. You know what I mean? So, sickness.net. You know what I mean? Shout out to them all day. You know what I mean? For the support. Appreciate y'all always posting the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My local astronauts and shit. Lazy B. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homies.
Rob.
You know what I mean?
Polly Rob. Rob, what up?
Man. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homies over there. So, appreciate all the love niggas be giving us. What was it? Hip Hop 100?
Yeah, Hip Hop 100. Somehow posting a lot of our podcasts.
Y'all niggas go,
that.
Support the homie over there with that site. You know what I mean?
Hip Hop 100s.com.
You know what I mean? Check him out. He fucks with us heavy. You know what I mean?
That was an organic bubble. I appreciate that.
Come on, man. All this shit has been organic, man. Yeah. Where it's like, niggas been fucking with niggas out of the blue. So it's a lot of love going out here in the street, but we keep checking. Again, check that Panda. Again, check that motherfucking Schoolboy Q. You know what I mean? These are new things that's just dropping. That Brick Baby. You know what I mean? That's some new hot bars.
Rig,
you know what I mean? New hot bars for LA right there. You know what I mean? Like on some West Coast shit, but it got that south. Speaking of, just real quick before we got here, Bino. You know, Bino got these records with Draco. You know what I mean?
Sir.
Again, the Willie Nelson, and I forget the name of the other record, but those two good records right there. He got the Pablo Escobar with a nigga named Johnny Cinco that I really love.
That one too.
Oh, yeah. I really fucks with that combination. To me, that's kind of his south or southern influence, or you know what I mean, where he kind of gets a lot of those. Johnny, like how Draco is the father of this little style that other niggas is under.
Right.
Johnny Cinco got his own thing, man.
Right.
He's pretty fresh for the South, you know what I mean? But he's a nigga that I fuck with in the South. I don't fuck with too many South artists like that for my own listening pleasure.
Right.
But he's one of them I fuck with because I like his little oop, you know what I mean? So shout out to Johnny Cinco.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And shout out Filthy Rich Brother out there, man, J Bay.
I've been seeing J Bay. I told you a nigga, man.
They try to get that boy 300 of them.
Gee, but look though. I told you about the nigga that was going hard on Mozzie Page.
You did tell me
my
that.
My nigga.
Yeah,
and that's who he that's the nigga he kept referring to. Exactly. He was like, you not a gangster like J Bay, nigga.
J Bay wasn't playing.
What, my nigga?
Not playing at all.
I'm trying to say.
They ran down his charges, bro. I think he was being indicted on every charge in the criminal code.
Wow, my nigga.
And that's how they, I was like, how do you give a nigga
300 years, my nigga?
That's as long as niggas been fighting to try to get free in America.
Get free in America, exactly. You know what I mean? That nigga, you could have had motherfucking Nat Turner in jail the whole time. You know what I mean? 300 years, nigga. So that's some crazy shit, my nigga. But J Bay is a real gangster, though. That's a real gangster, you know what I mean?
They had a lot of niggas under pressure, bro, you know. When that happens, Niggas is ready to get you up.
Yeah. Our ears to the street, man. Don't think, you know what I mean? It ain't just L.A., man. We just gave you San Diego, gave you some Bay, you know what I mean? We fuck with it all. I'm going to get my AZ bars up a little bit more so I can bring a little more light to AZ as well. You know what I mean?
There's some artists out there that's bubbling?
It'd be one or two. It'd be a lot of shows out there.
Yeah, it's a good market for West Coast. And it's a lot of producers.
A lot of producers, too. You know what I mean? Same thing up in Vegas, you know, up in Reno, you know. My nigga, Deuce, make it slap. You know what I mean? My nigga for Reno, and I know it's some other percolatings in Vegas, too. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm gonna keep my tentacles up, and niggas that's in other markets of the West, I'm definitely going to let y'all get some light, too, because it's not just L.A. or San Diego or Bay Area, you know, juke. It's all about the West. So, you know what I mean? If you're on the West side, you know what I mean? I guess all the way to Denver, because Denver is just like Compton. So, you know what I mean? I believe that. Man, so we get it in as best we can, you know? Again.
All the way up to Seattle. I mean, goddamn. That's all the way.
You know what I mean? Vancouver. You know what I mean? For Jay Worthy. You know what I mean? Jay Worthy said some bars up there, so I got to go back. You know what I mean? So I can get some of that. You know what I mean? Some of the nigga vibe up there. Yeah. Smell it for myself. You know what I mean? So again, that's another edition of the Niggas You Love to Hate. You know what I mean? Episode 21.
July 21st.
Look at you all the way back in June over there, nigga.
I'm trying to keep up. It's early too, bro.
Yeah, it's early. We gave you a super special edition early.
Our Portis told us we got to get in here early because she got shit to do. Ooh. She got a weekend. You niggas ain't holding my weekend up. I'm out of here.
Summertime juking. You know what I mean? People got to enjoy that summer, get their vacation in. You know what I mean?
What else is going on?
Bro? I'm counting down to the birthday right now. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm counting down to the birthday. You know what I mean? We like 20 days away right now. Something like that, a little over 20 days away.
That's going to be big.
I'm sure, you know, either the show before or the show right after, somewhere in there.
We got to come in with some bottles.
We got to come in and get it in.
That might be a two-hour episode just on GP. Just on the birthday. Talk shit.
We got to get some real life bars on you niggas. You know what I mean?
And give a fuck what you feel about it after you listen to it.
At this point, I think y'all know I don't give a fuck what y'all think no more. You know what I mean? We're going to keep doing what I do. I shouted my nigga Malcolm Jamal Warner out. You know what I mean? Most people don't know that was, you know, like my best friend growing up from like the age of 6 years old to probably 10 years old.
She gave me a bar on that. You know what I mean? I had no idea.
I put him up on the show and everything too, or whatever. So, you know, shout out to my dude. You know what I mean? That's positive for us to be. He followed a nigga on Twitter and the gram, everything after that. You know what I mean? So, shout out to the homie. You know what I mean?
Straight out the jungles.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Jungles have put out a lot of, you know what I mean, quality motherfuckers in the world, and I'm just, you know, one of the last ones trying to get to the light. You know what I mean?
It's coming, my nigga.
You know what I mean? So again, another special episode number 21 in the can. You know what I mean? Eastside, Long Beach.
You love to hate.
TNYLTH # motherfuckers. Will Blast.
Mark Breezy.
Clack, 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 clack.
All up in you.
Blah, blah, blah.